The Reverend Rachel Weir is Chair of Watch, Women and the Church, and a minister at Holy Trinity, Headington Quarry in Oxford. She writes, "Many people remain deeply shocked after November's disastrous vote. The House of Laity so profoundly misrepresented the will of the Church and wider society that our systems of governance are now being questioned. It is clear that Parliament will not stand for delay or for attempts to entrench discrimination in the established Church. The Church has spent 12 years exploring how best to legislate for women bishops. The cost in human and financial terms has been enormous. There have been three major Church reports, the work of a legislative drafting group, a revision committee, and a steering committee. General Synod has discussed the question at 10 of its meetings, and it has been debated in the dioceses at every level. The result of all this work was a measure containing extensive provision for dissenting parishes. It represented the furthest possible compromise for those who want to see women as bishops, but in the end it was not enough for those opposed. It is clear after all these years of discussion, debate and drafting that there is no legal formulation that will allow women properly to be bishops while satisfying the demands of those who do not accept them. The best way to make progress now is for the House of Bishops to bring the simplest possible legislation back to Synod in July, a single clause measure that simply says women can be bishops. Provision could still be made outside the measure for those who find this difficult. This is the way that every other province of the Anglican Communion has chosen to proceed to ordaining women as bishops. After all this talking, it is surely time to say a simple yes to women bishops and the many gifts God is offering the Church of England through their ministry."